This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1976. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded April 5th, Antarctica, Australia, Brazil, Colombia, Congo DR, Cuba, China, Germany, Iran, Japan, Korea North, Madagascar, Mali, Myanmar, Netherlands, New Zealand, Nigeria, Poland, Sikkim, Solomon Islands, South Africa, Spain, Sudan, Suriname, Turkey, Ukraine, USA, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, more observations of LRA 36 Antarctica, mostly from Manuel Mendez in Spain, who's been checking for it just about every day on 15475.97 USB. Sometimes he hears at least a carrier at his home location, but mostly monitoring via remote receiver in São Paulo, Brazil. On March 26th, he caught both the opening and closing times as 1300 and 1505 UT, including an ID asking for reception reports. Then on April 2nd, which was also a Tuesday, it signed on at 1425. It was, however, blocked by something else on 15475 at 15 UT. He says, this year it seems to be active only on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Checking HFCC, I find that transmitters in Germany are registered on 15475 between 15 and 18 UT, although may be active only the first hour. Wolfgang Büschel says it's Radio Fordow via Biblis, Germany, between 15 and 16. On April 2nd, it continued on the air, however, much later than usual after the German interference still going. Manuel Mendes was hearing it at 18:30 UT with non-stop songs, and it was still going as late as 1950. From California, Bruce Churchill was also monitoring it via the remote receiver in Brazil on April 2nd, and he says non-stop Argentine vocals at 1953. Noise and deep fades often peaking to S3 or 4. It started to fade out about 2040, but the carrier suddenly went off in mid-song at 2059. So he thinks the usual sign-off time is approximately 2000, but that may have only been a test on that date only. Ron Howard says there's some sad news coming out of Australia. The owner and operator of Aussie Radio 4835 has passed away, Craig Allen. His Facebook page, posted by Grant Allen, his brother, says, to our friends and family, with a heavy heart, we let you know that our brother Craig Allen passed away on March 28th. So it looks like Aussie Radio, which has already been off the air for some time, will not be coming back. More about Craig Allen in Australian DX News. His funeral is Thursday, 11 April at 10 a.m. at the North Chapel at Pine Grove Memorial Park, Kingdon Street, Minchinbury. A gathering afterwards to celebrate his life at the Nepean Rowing Club in Penrith. A pioneer of low-powered broadcasting in Australia, Craig held HF licenses for a number of years before commencing broadcasting on 90 and 60 meters, with an eclectic mix of Australian music. His initiatives helped place Australia firmly on the map as a DX target for hobbyists worldwide, and also assisted promotion of the Australian Radio DX Club, certainly a loss at a very young age. But we still have two other private shortwave stations in Australia which are active. Tim Gaynor's Unique Radio. He says we'll be using upper sideband on 5045 from April 1st. It had been lower sideband. This is to cover additional outback radios who tune USB only. And that includes, of course, World of Radio at these times. And they're not changing depending on DST in Australia. Same UT. Mondays and Fridays at 09:30, Tuesdays two episodes at 08, and Saturdays at 10 UT. And the Australian Radio DX Club is continuing its special series of DX programs via Unique Radio 5045 every Monday in April at 10 to 10:15 UT. That's on the 1st, 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th. Special QSL cards available for reception reports. Furthermore, Unique Radio is again broadcasting via WINB in Pennsylvania in DRM 15120. It's 14 to 15 UT, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. So far, that signal has been quite weak here, as hardly anything is propagating on 19 meters except a bit of Cuba. There are two South American stations around 4775, and I was apparently hearing one of them April 3rd at 0624, some weak music via versus all the CODAR interference. It was measured on 4774.976. And it was apparently the Brazilian Rádio Congonhas, because Manuel Mendez in Spain identified it on April 2nd at 0355 to 0445. He says it had not been heard for some months, but it's on the air again, including pop songs in English. Célio Romais in Porto Alegre, Brazil, tells me he's still doing a DX report now for the Brazilian shortwave station, which still has a DX program, Rádio Aparecida. It's during Encontro de Xix, Saturdays, at 2200 UT. There are several frequencies which Aparecida has been using, but they're not always active at the same time. In fact, I was surprised to see that the current World Radio TV Handbook had deleted all the Aparecida frequencies a bit prematurely, and none of them are exact. I have been hearing it on 6134.823, not of course at 22 UT when his program is on. This was at 0617. They're running all night. Listed 5035, but not reported lately. 9630.48 approximately, about which more later, has been coming and going, but it has been audible lately. And 11855 or 5-6, varying somewhere in there, which has also been sometimes on, sometimes off. That might be the one to hear, if possible, during Encontro de Xix. Almost any night in the middle, when the noise level permits, I'm still hearing an offset second harmonic on 2940.14 approximately, such as March 28th at 0540, when it had the most modulation I had heard yet, but still too weak to be sure of the language, a man and woman talking. But now it's been identified thanks to Brett Saylor in Pennsylvania as the same one which had been reported several years ago in Cali, Colombia. It's HJNT, Huellas Radio, HUELLAS. He reported on approximately 2940.11 April 2nd at 10:30 UT. That's 2 times 1470 plus, using his Perseus SDR and a 16 by 36 Wellbrook broadband loop to the south. He compared it to better reception via the remote receiver of TWR Bonaire and their web stream. By the way, the name of the station, Huella, means footprint or vestige, which is apropos for an harmonic, although unlikely chosen for that reason. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports getting a QSL card from Radio Cahuzi, Bukavu, Democratic Republic of Congo, 6210.2. He sent an email reception report February 23rd to the station address, which is actually in Bradenton, Florida, Radio Cahuzi at sbcglobal.net. By postal mail, he got a QSL card, stickers, and brochures with the station history and schedule in 38 days. Bruce Churchill says they have a much more limited schedule than on their webpage due to power availability in the Bukavu region, and it's all after 12 UT. Not sure when they start exactly, but they go to roughly 18 UT, sometimes later, sometimes closing earlier, like 17:45. The sign-off occurs with a country and western tune out of character with the usual Central African high-life music. He heard it before via a remote receiver. Also about the schedule, Manuel Mendez says it's officially from 06 until 17:45 UT, sometimes running as late as 18:04. And he says, here in northwest Spain, one can only hear the station near sign-off in winter and early spring. In a few days, due to increasing daylight in the northern hemisphere, it will not be possible to hear it. The best time is between 1720 and 1800, but some days it is not on the air. A significant frequency change for China Plus relay via Cuba in English in our mornings at 14 to 16 UT. 15700 has been replaced by 11880, and it still has the same undermodulation problems. Something's always wrong at Radio Cuba. Alan Rowe in England tells us that from Germany, Channel 292's website is showing that the transmitters on 6070 and 7440 will be off the air from 15 to 26 April, presumably for transmitter or antenna maintenance. Eike Bierwert in Germany reports the two new frequencies for one of the rare English broadcasts still coming from Iran on shortwave at 1930 UT, April 5th. 9855 and 9750. He says the mullahs have no problem reporting in detail about the people ousting their hated president if it's in a different country such as Algeria. Mike Cooper forwards a Kyoto news agency report that the Japan Commercial Broadcasters Association has urged the government to allow them to abolish costly AM radio by 2028 amid falling revenues. Many broadcasters are struggling to maintain both AM and FM radio services overlapping. There are only three English broadcasts left on shortwave from NHK World Radio Japan. Schedule via Wolfgang Büschel shows as follows. At 05 UT, 5975 via Austria, 11970 via France, 9860 Vatican. At 11 UT, 11695 Singapore. At 14, 9450 Uzbekistan, and 9625 Palau. That last one I'm hearing fairly well, even though it's beamed westward from there. However, there's a difference of opinion about the transmitter site for 11970 at 05 UT. Another report from Alan Pennington in the UK in the British DX Club says that one is via Uzbekistan. On April 1st, Shokaze, or Sea Breeze, from Japan about North Korean abductions, not only changed frequencies, but started using two instead of one for each broadcast, as monitored by Ron Howard in California. 13 to 14 UT, he's hearing on 5920 and 6070. 6070, he says, is a clear frequency, but it is not further east, where we still hear CFRX Toronto. And 5920, he says, collides with another clandestine for North Korea called Voice of Freedom. The next broadcast at 1405 to 1435 has moved to 5980, a bad choice since it collides with New Zealand, about which more later, and 6090, which is better, although there's also a Chinese station on the frequency. Rick Barton in Arizona was also monitoring this arrangement, but Ron says on April 3rd, Shokaze was back to only one frequency, 5920 before 14 and 6090 at 1405. But on April 4th, they were again back on two frequencies for the weekly English broadcast at 1300 Thursdays, 5920 and 6070. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio 1976. Also bringing you worldofradio.com and DX Listening Digest. Our thanks this week for financial support from Steve McGreevy in California, who sent a generous contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. You may recall that in the B season there was a three-way collision at 19 UT around 9690 among Spain, Nigeria slightly on the low side, although I've not heard that one lately, and Madagascar World Voice in Russian for 1 hour on 9690. But that station has made a last-minute frequency change to get rid of that collision, moving to 9845 in Russian at 19 according to Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. I've finally been hearing Radio Mali on 5995 around Sign On and Sign Off. The frequency appears to be right on the money. April 1st, they were already on the air at 0550 UT with a song of lament in French. It was the best I'd heard them yet. The modulation, of course, is much better than hardly any modulation before they were fixed. They switched, apparently, to an interval signal at 5:56 and a military band anthem at 5:57 and signing on in French, but giving a long, outdated frequency list, including two on the 60-meter band, including 4783. They've been gone from there for decades, but apparently they don't know that in Bamako. And I was also hearing them March 27th, signing off at midnight UT on 5995. Ron Howard reports on Myanmar Radio 5985, a long time since I last heard the English language lesson on Wednesday. So I was pleased on March 27th to catch the 10-minute program at 12:42. Couldn't catch the name of the program, but it's no longer Say It in English, which they used to run with the adventures of someone called Tom. It was perhaps a repeat of the scheduled Monday show. At least in the past years, they were on both days. Ivo Ivanov found some intriguing new registrations in HFCC, such as something called Radio Onda ASBL in Portuguese. It's a 1 kilowatt transmitter at a site called MRT, which I looked up, and that refers to something in the Netherlands, Margraten, at 5048 North, 548 East. So, like so many Germans, and also Denmark, Norway, Sweden, and Finland, Holland has a licensed low-power private shortwave station. But is it really on the air yet? No one has reported it. It could be on the air 24 hours. But what is on the ASBL? Oh, the frequency is 6030. Roger Tyre in Germany found its website with more information, which says it's on the air 24/7 live on the internet and on shortwave 6030 from a transmitter site in the Netherlands. And the website says it's a non-profit based in Brussels dedicated to furthering Brazilian culture on the old continent. So they have a shortwave frequency from Holland with 1 kilowatt covering a good part of Europe, they claim. Rather varied programming. You'll hear MPB, Brazilian pop music, rock music, samba, sertaneja, among other Brazilian styles. So keep an ear on 6030 for Brazilian music from the Netherlands. 9630 is the latest new frequency for Radio New Zealand International between 05 and 07 UT. I was hearing it March 31st when it was almost the best or only frequency on the band, replacing 11725. However, 9630 is not a good choice because Radio Aparecida Brazil is active there sometimes with a heterodyne, actually about 9630.48. It was off the air on that first occasion, so you wouldn't know that New Zealand might have a problem. However, by April 3rd, Aparecida was back on, putting that heterodyne on New Zealand, just as I predicted. Another new frequency for New Zealand starting just before 13 UT is 5980, which is not good for North America. It'll be fading out earlier and earlier as we get into summer. And there's still some residual jamming from Cuba, although Marti finishes that frequency an hour earlier. Before 13, New Zealand's on 5945, but that's on their north-northwest antenna. On April 5th, I found that 5945 was still on the air past 13 UT instead of 5980, although the schedule still shows 5980 starting at 12:59, so maybe they're considering rectifying that collision. Another problem with 5980, as I mentioned earlier, is Shokase Sea Breeze Japan is also using that at 1405 to 1435. Here's another new HFCC listing, which apparently is not active yet, but may become so, as pointed out by Ivo Ivanov. It's for a 10-kilowatt transmitter in Warsaw, Poland, which, as you may know, has been gone from shortwave for several years now, that is, Polish radio. And this is attributed to Polish Radio Warsaw, the official station, a non-directional transmission listed for 08 to 1430 UT or on a 7415, and 08 to 11 UT on 7430. Two more frequencies to monitor carefully in Europe for the return of Polish radio to shortwave. Ron Howard in California reports All India Radio Gangtok Sikkim on 4835, April 2nd, at 1205 to 1226, a rare day with audio above threshold level. Mostly indigenous music and singing. Note this was not the usual subcontinental music Indian style, but very similar to the music heard from Bhutan. And in fact, they're rather close to Bhutan. He says the audio was fine until 1226, when their often heard transmitter hum started, after which reception was unusable. He wonders if it's just after the transmitter warms up that the strong hum starts. And will 4835 continue to be a frequency clear of Aussie radio now that Craig Allen has died? April 3rd at 1255, I had an open carrier peaking at S9 on 5020, presumably Solomon Islands. But not very helpful if it's not modulated. Ron Howard, however, was hearing some modulation, slightly above threshold level. But the next day, April 4th, he says, the best audio level I have heard here in over a year had been extremely low modulation. It was on the air from 1049 until off at 1200, so on that day the broadcast was not extended. They were giving news in English, including election results, which may have something to do with this. And the next day after that, April 5th, he was hearing SIBC at 1001 UT with a second day of respectable audio level. SIBC, the voice of the nation, but it went off already at 1013 and not back by 1200. As many have confirmed by monitoring, all South African shortwave transmitters have now closed down. On Monday, April 1st, I confirmed that Spain's mostly music English half hour has moved one UT hour earlier at 22 UT on 9690. Should also be on 12030, 11940, and 11670, although 11670 was missing for quite a while, although I've seen one report that it has now resumed. Furthermore, there is an Arabic service which doesn't show on all the schedules, which has also moved an hour earlier at 21:30 UT, which I heard April 2nd at 12:030, but not on 11:940 and 96:90 to the Western Hemisphere, which continued in Castilian. There is something to hear on the 19 megahertz band in Australian DX News. Roman Pankov in Bulgaria reports a program in vernacular, a tiny signal on 19:010. March 17th at 1835, believed to be the second harmonic of Sudan, 9505. Radio Apinti Suriname continues to be heard with a weak but better than before signal on 4990. Mauno Rigela reports to the shortwave sites group that it is running 300 watts. I'm hearing the North American service in English from Turkey on its new time and frequency for the A season, 9515 after 03 UT. And also 9830 after 22 UT. But they're up to their old tricks, not turning the transmitter off by 2300, instead continuing in German on April 1st, just like they did on 5960 when it was 1 hour later. Also, I expect one or both of these will eventually be knocked off frequency by about 700 hertz to the high side. From mediumwave.info, via Rusty X, Ivan Lebedevsky in St. Petersburg says, the first program of Ukrainian radio will stop broadcasting on 549 kHz from the Luch station in May, and it will be replaced by FM frequencies. Only one mediumwave will remain in use, 873. In Australian DX News, Utility DX report, John Volpato reports the following. The U.S. Department of Defense has a provisional time slot on WWV and WWVH. From April 20th to May 3rd, a DOD message we broadcast at 10 minutes past the hour on WWV and 50 minutes past on WWVH. This April-May time period coincides with the Vital Connection Interoperability Exercise being held in Wisconsin. And there may be more for Ohio in June, and furthermore in August and October. And this broadcast time slot may well become year-round full-time. It will voice announce upcoming exercises and how the ham radio community can become involved. Many thanks to everyone who wished me well. I'm feeling much better now, but I still have a number of medical appointments which are going to cut into my editing time. As you may have noticed, this World of Radio was recorded on a Friday, which means that if you listen on the weekends, you'll hear fresh material Saturday, Sunday, and into Monday and UT Tuesday. UT Monday, April 1st, between midnight and 01 UT, once again, the new classical music program on WBCQ Encore from Radio Tumbril. Bryce Avery in Edinburgh is disappointed, however, in lack of listener response via WBCQ in the form of QSL requests or music requests. There's been no publicity, it seems, on the WBCQ website. Still showing for that time slot on 7490 is Shoot the Darn Messenger. Let's show Bryce support for his classical music program, which he is getting much better response to from listeners via Channel 292 in Germany. Once again, that's Sunday evenings, UT Mondays, midnight to 01, on 7490 variable. There's been an intriguing signal on 5800, April 2nd at 6:23. I was hearing some very weak music. Nothing is scheduled there. It could have been a European pirate. That is, nothing except in the new 819 HFCC WRMI, registered 24 hours on 5800, but apparently not yet programming it. I thought it might have been a continuing broadcast from Free Radio Service Holland, which was on 5800, and widely publicized as such on March 31st. Ron Trotto was also hearing this and wondering what it is. Once again, on April 3rd at 13:05, I had a barely audible carrier on 5800. Now, Jeff White confirms that, in fact, WRMI has been testing on this frequency 24 hours with low power for the time being. It's listed as an antenna aimed at Cuba. UT Monday, April 1st at midnight 50, I found WWRB had reactivated its A-season frequency 5050, so we'll no longer be hearing it on 90 meters. WINB DRM is now scheduled above and below 15120, Monday through Friday, at 11 to 17 UT. However, another DRM station has been using 15119.9, the Voice of Nigeria. In fact, it was confirmed active as early as 16 UT in Arabic, March 26, according to Ivo Ivanov. So there could be a head-on collision. I wonder what will happen. Once again, March 26, Ron Howard reports hearing Radio 1 Zambia 5915 already on the air at 0106 UT. Ray Robinson of the other Zambia station, Voice of Hope Africa, says, I checked with our chief engineer in Zambia, who spoke to the staff at ZNBC, confirming that ZNBC 1 is now running 24 hours on 5915 until the next breakdown or power outage. The propagation outlook from Boulder, active geomagnetic field peaking April 12th with ANKs of 15 and 4. Solar flux oscillating between 69 and 70 the rest of April. That's World of Radio, 1976. I'm Glenn Hauser.